The reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 6. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Jesus Christ, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is an interesting coincidence that it is the celebration of St. Timothy, and it is the day that you receive assignments calls. For there is a charge here in Timothy's writing to fight the good fight of faith. Now, for many, it's politically incorrect to fight. So we don't, in our society, often like to talk about the need to fight. But God has a fight on his hands, and we are in it. You've been prepared. You're ready to go forth. It's a fight about faith. It's our desires, the evil and the worldly culture, versus the Holy Spirit and God's means of grace to bring people to salvation. We're ready for this battle. We're preparing for it. There are spiritual dimensions, the dimensions of the Holy Spirit. And what are these according to this reading? Number one, not mentioned in the reading, but previously in the chapter, doctrine. The sound words of our Lord Jesus, as Paul puts it. But now, in this list, he also adds contentment with food and clothing. He adds, in what we heard, pursuit of righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. Holding on to eternal life. Another way, I think, to say faith. We're up against the devil's lies. And you may recognize some that I'm going to now list. Success is more important than doctrine. A nice lifestyle is a real blessing, not contentment. Personal achievement is better than peace with God. Feelings are more important than trust. Winning beats a loving act. Losers focus on steadfastness. Gentleness is a sign of weakness. Eternal life? Not much help now. You've seen and encountered this around you. It beats on you as the world presents it on a daily basis. But that would destroy what Paul writes about. Fighting the good fight. For indeed, this is a battle between the Holy Spirit and the tug of flesh and world. Faith holds on to Jesus. You see, even when we're caught in this web of lies, and we act in that way, wanting a good life, desiring even to experience more of sin, because we can't say no, ignoring commands of God, trusting in what we do rather than what God has done for us, putting our abilities over the promise, even taking advantage of others, and when we're caught sometimes with toughness instead of love. But you see, Jesus came to overcome even when we fall. And he spoke the truth from the Father. Did he not himself become humble and obedient? Did he not live a pure and righteous life, perfect in all ways? Did he not show love for God's command above all, trusting the Father even when it took him to a cross and put nails into his hands to die there? Never wavering in service to others. And all of this he did for us so that we could lose the shackles of the world and flesh and be true servants in his way. And it's for the whole world, this salvation, so that when people hear that they should repent and have faith, they can be new people under God. This is what the fight is about, the fight of the faith. So, you understand the battle. You've been prepared. Now it is time to do the work the Holy Spirit puts in your hands, and you are his tool. And by it, and by what people here still preparing, reaching this spot, will do to honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in this spiritual battle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.